still back at home now, still looking at the book, Christopher Vogler's The Writer's Journey. I guess one of the things that makes me cautious about books about writing, and I have quite a collection of books about writing, and I'm sure anyone who's ever looked into it has probably noticed that if you put all the books about filmmaking in together, probably more than half of them would be on the art of writing, rewriting, screenplay, formatting, structure, the writing side, the story side. That's just books on filmmaking. Because everything else, cinematography, art design, directing, very few books on directing, really, they are a drop in the ocean compared to the ones on writing. Now, on the one hand, I think that's a reflection, a true reflection, on the fact that writing the story is an essential part of filmmaking. As the old saying goes, the three most important things to make a good film are the script, and the script. But I suspect it's also a function of the fact that writers are more likely to buy books than cinematographers, directors, art department people, that sort of thing. So yeah, I think there's a natural bias there for writers and wannabe writers and struggling writers to be buying books. Not to mention visiting websites and things like that. And the problem is you could spend the rest of your life reading books on script writing and never write a word. So it's dangerous to read books. Vogler, on the other hand, Vogler's book, The Writer's Journey, it's practically compulsory. Not necessarily reading it cover to cover, as I'm doing, but having some understanding of the terms and meanings of the terms is probably essential now because, like it or lump it, his terminology has become, and not just in Hollywood, has become the way people talk about scripts. I don't necessarily mean in a marketing sense, but when talking about a script that needs work, and what's wrong with this script, and this is why I think this scene doesn't work, or this is what this scene is missing, people tend to use the terms found in Vogler. May not necessarily be using them the way Vogler intended. It's pretty clear from reading at least the intro to the book and other points throughout the book that he's not suggesting and not advocating a cookie-cutter approach to story structure or script writing, to his credit. Even if, as I'm sure he's aware, that is sometimes how his book is being used or abused. But I guess my issue is when I'm writing, when I'm actually creating a story, good or bad, I'm not usually thinking in terms of these archetypes. Now, I suppose one response to that would be to say, well, you're not consciously thinking in terms of those archetypes. But that's an argument you can't defeat. I mean, someone says, okay, you know, you don't really... you may not think this consciously, but you think it subconsciously. I mean, how do I dispute that without making it conscious? I guess my problem... and I am enjoying the book, and it is actually better than I remember, I think because I'd never read it in order before, but it is better than I remember, and more humble than I remember. I do remember it is difficult to get past, particularly in the intro, some of the more arrogant pronouncements of the book, or apparently arrogant. It is actually a lot more humble and a lot more truthful than I remember, but it has yet to address the central issue of how does any of this stuff make your script better? It seems to me that if a writer is stuck, if a writer has a script that isn't necessarily working, how does exploring the meaning, both dramatic and psychological, of archetypes, how does that actually help? I mean, it might inspire you to rethink things and sit down and start bashing away at the keyboard a bit, but so could a whole bunch of other things, such as tossing random words in the air or sticking a pin at random into the dictionary. Both of which I've tried, by the way, can also re-inspire you to get back to writing. I'm not sure there's anything particularly intrinsically useful about talking about and thinking about archetypes yet. But I'm only, barely a third of the way through the book, so maybe it'll make more sense as I go through.